Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Chadron Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Chadron Community Hospital.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wallstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wallstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. It sends her a steady flow of images telling her she isn't thin enough, pretty enough. They invade her brain, causing body dysmorphia, anxiety, depression, leading to the worst rates of eating disorders, self-harm, and suicide we have ever known. All while she's sitting right next to you on her phone. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Don't let her suffer the secret pain alone. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate. ProtectingKidsOnline.org. Because it's up to you to protect your children from social media nightmares. Join us for her, for your daughter.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The team at Sand Hills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, but they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
KBPY 107.7, we are now joining Chase Thompson, Sioux County, Nebraska's tallest town, for a little high school football.
And we are live from Sioux County in Harrison. We're getting set for Sioux County Warriors in the Potter Dix Coyotes. Good afternoon, everyone. Chase Thompson here with you at Platte Valley Bank Broadcast. We're live on the Shattered Community Hospital pregame show. Good afternoon. Beautiful afternoon on hand for these two teams. The Sioux County Warriors coming in 2-0 on the season. They last played again, waiting 14 days ago. It was a 46-31 win. They did open up their season with a 50-6 win at Banner County. Potter Dix 1-1 on the season. They also played at their bye week. And the second week of the season, they opened up their season with a 62-43 win down in Peace, Colorado. Last time they played was back on Friday. At home, they lost to Hastings 88-53. These two teams looking to go to battle in six-man action here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. Go ahead and take a break. Come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Shadrad Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadrad Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for.
The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chatham, unless you like being stranded.
Now, we're back here on the Chatham Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson now with the coach of the Sioux County Warriors, Coach Barry Swisher. Coach, you guys are 2-0 for the start of the season. What's your assessment of your team so far?
You know, we saw pretty good growth between game one and game two, which is expected. Kids did a good job of cleaning up some mistakes we made in the first week, as such as tackling and just little assignments. But, you know, we did a good job against Layton and got a win.
You guys are coming off a bye week early in the season. What did you guys work on during the bye week to get ready to go for tonight's game, this afternoon's game?
Well, just got ready for Potter Dix. We've played them a ton, so not a lot of secrets. Coach Frex does a good job. So we've got to be ready to play. They got a really good tradition there, and we know it's going to be physical.
So you're the leading rusher for the season, Jack Hunter. He's a senior. Talk about him and what he's done as a Warrior throughout the past few years.
Yeah, he's just been a real constant player for us from his freshman year on. Just a real physical kid, always there. Don't have to worry about him being ready, and that kind of rubs off on the kids around him.
So you guys are averaging 279, nearly 280 yards per game on the ground this season. Is that a commitment to what you guys do as a team, or is it just how the games have played out so far in your first two games?
Now, for us, we'd like to keep it that way. You know, right now, it could be pretty windy Friday. We don't know, but usually we got wind weather up here in Sioux County, so it's a lot easier to hand the ball off than it is to throw it down the field. So if we can keep it that way, we will.
So you guys do play Potter Dix frequently. You kind of know what to expect, but what if a listener is tuning into this game, what should they expect to hear Potter Dix do for offense and defense? Like, what do they do?
You know, offensively, Dylan Tabor, they want to get the ball in his hands. He's been a pretty big part of their offense. Dawson Monheiser, I believe, has been a four-year starter for them. And then they got some freshmen, a nice group coming up. With just brothers of kids that have already played, so they understand six-man. They'll be physical, not a lot of surprises, so be ready to buckle it up and go.
So if you guys get the win this afternoon, what is something good that your team did to get the win?
For us to win, we got to take care of the football, limit big plays for them, and use the clock up. You know, we'd prefer not to get into some 80 to 60 shootout. We do have 12 kids, but we're not super big, so if we can use the clock up, chew up some time, and take care of the football, we should be all right.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time.
No problem.
And we'll be back here on the Chatham Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Chatham Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chatham and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today. The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skabdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skabdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and shopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skabdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all your ag business needs. Go Big Purple.
We are back here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. The Sioux County Warriors, Potter Dix Coyotes, getting set to go here in Harrison for this week 4 action here on KBPY. Sioux County head coach by Barry Swisher. You heard from him a little bit earlier here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Team is going to run the ball a lot. In fact, we're going to see a lot of running between these two teams. Combined average around 660 yards per game on the ground. And boy, do they like to put up points through the series history between these two squads. It hasn't been good of late for Sioux County, but they can get back. It's a better team, an older team compared to what Potter Dix has here in store this afternoon. But you look at the series history, Potter Dix has been the leader of late, won the last 5 lead series, 10-3 versus Sioux County last year. It was a 53-24 win, and during that streak, Potter Dix has averaged 58.6 points per game while allowing 12.8 points per game. Now they're going up against the Sioux County team that this year has been doing pretty solid, averaging 48 points per game while allowing 19 against. And here's the big thing I think is going to be key for the game as part of the Shattering Lock keys of the game. This Sioux County team, they have a +6 turnover margin in their 2 games. Shattering Lock keys of the game, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And on the Potter Dix side, if I'm going to give a key of the game for them, it's controlling the clock. We're going to see a lot of running. It's only 10-minute quarters here in six-man football. But you got to control the ball, not turn it over against the Sioux County team who can hit big. And, boy, can they hit. This afternoon, looking to our south towards Potter Dix fans, I have Sioux County fans right below me. Sioux County will be wearing their purple helmets, purple tops, white numbers, and yellow pants with white socks. Potter Dix road team. This afternoon, white helmets with white tops, red numbers, red shoulder pads, and really cool red and gray stripe pants. We got 10 minutes to go here in pregame. We'll go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to high school football on KBPY.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Lawton Service and Repair, located on Highway 20 in Harrison, will meet all your mechanical and tire needs. Kenny has amazing service and even more amazing prices. If you are passing through town and have a bad tire on your vehicle or trailer, Kenny will have you back on the road in fast pit stop fashion. Every customer at Lawton Service is treated like an old friend. They offer fuel and other items to fuel yourself while you're there. Let the competent and capable hands of Kenny Lawton take care of you and your vehicle to put you safely back on the road.
Back here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, getting you set for Stu County versus Potter Dix. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, along here, member FDIC. Now, I haven't been able to get the starting lineup of Country Kitchen, a place like Home on 10th Street in Chadron. So I'll give some key players to expect to hear from a lot this afternoon on a gorgeous Friday afternoon here in northwest Nebraska. Baxter Reese will be one of the big players. For Stu County, number 9, he's a junior. He's 5-for-5, passing 95 yards, 3 TDs on the ground. He has 17 carries, 206 yards, 3 touchdowns, and on defense, 20 tackles in the game so far this season. Stu County Warriors. Jack Hunter is their star running back, 32 carries, 348 yards, 7 touchdowns. He also has a touchdown reception through the air on his one catch this season, with 27 yards on defense. He is their leading tackler, with 22 tackles, 5 behind the line of scrimmage. Other players for Stu County that we'll be talking about this afternoon: Josh Perez does have a catch, 6 yards, touchdown. Taylor Freeman, 9 tackles this season. Jeff Gabdahl has 7 tackles with 1.5 credit to him for tackles per loss. For this Stu County team that's averaging 325 yards per game, does have a total of 18 pass attempts, completed a third of them, 6 completions for 92 yards, 3 TDs, has not yet thrown an interception. Again, they have a plus-6 margin. They forced 2 interceptions for the other side, 4 fumble recoveries as well for the Warriors. On the Potter Dix side, looking at their roster for this afternoon, Dylan Tabor is going to be their leading rusher going into this game. Carries 3.4 yards, 6 touchdowns, averaging 17.7 yards per carry and 177 yards per game on the ground. Does have 1 catch, 3 yards, 19 tackles. Colby LeBeau has 2 rushes, 36 yards, 1 touchdown, and 19 tackles. Through the air, it's going to be Callum McConnell, 3-for-4, 18 yards, with 12 carries and 51 yards. We've still got 5 minutes to go here on pregame. We'll stay here in Harrison. Later on, stay here on 107.7 KVPY, beginning at 5:30. Jeremy Anderson will up in Hot Springs, South Dakota for the Hot Springs Bison, Lakota, Tech, Patonka. Kickoff will be at 6 o'clock. You can also hear that game on Chadrad.com. After this one, on back to Chadron. Get ready to go for the Chadron Cardinals and the Gothenburg Speeds. 5:30 game, 6 o'clock kick on 6:10 a.m. KCSR on a Friday afternoon that currently is 74 degrees here in northwest Nebraska. You got a breeze coming out of the south, hitting us directly in the face. We'll warm up to about mid-80s. Throughout this afternoon, it's off out near 90 degrees, be higher in elevation, though. I think 85 will probably be max that we get to this afternoon. looking at these two teams and what they have going forward, Sioux County is part of the D66 sub-district with Arthur County, Cody, Kilgore, Crawford, Hayes Springs, Minotair. Remember, Hayes Springs last year was state runner-up. They got them next Friday. We'll have that game as well here on KBCY. Potterdick, part of the D65 sub-district, Banner County, Creek Valley, Layton, and South Platte. They'll go up against Layton with Garden County on the 10th of October down Potter. Head coach for Potter Dick, Selfring. And teams are going through the sideline for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to High School Football on 107 KBCY FM and Shadrad.com.
The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, but they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today. The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skavdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skavdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and shopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skavdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all your ag business needs. Go Big Purple.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY Hay Spring Shadron.
Back here live in Harrison, Sioux County versus Potter Dick there on 107.7 KBCY FM and Shadrad.com. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Excellent national anthem here in Harrison. Potter Dick's on the far side running. Online County fifth very switch. Final instructions. Kickoff is sponsored. State Farm Insurance. Neighbor Trade and State Farm is for you. County will be going right to left. For you, that'll begin. This game, off. Potter Dick. For you, that'll. County. Busty. Potter Dick. Off. For Sioux County, Lou Baxter set up on the near hash mark. Block. Up front. Starts behind them. Field line and deep that one. Still in favor. Block. Baxter. Helmet.
100 days factory
size. Size for stops, white number.
Four factories.
Factory wall on the seat. There's a swift kick up short. It's picked up. It's an onside swift kick. Picked up right at the midfield line by Kyle Lindstrom and Potter Dickel.
Have the ball.
That's their
so the first 15, 38-yard line.
8-yard line to begin. Tuttle. Yep. On center. By R.J. Ramsey. Back. Callum McDonald behind. Saber. Half cannot run it. McDonald will pick it back. Saber, who runs near side, gets to the 40-yard line. He gets stripped out of bounds. County. 48-yard line.
Yard line by Hunter.
Start carrying. Second long is pitches back up Saber. Saber cuts the far side flag. So Saber gets tackled past the 30-yard line. Back from the flag is long.
Still need a marker on the play.
Card holding, ball which will second and long.
Holding on visitors, replay second down.
Roughly second and 20 for Potter Dick. Clock. What is it? As McConnell. Under center, after 50 back, Saber. Passing motion, running, trouble, throws it up front to Gasling. Puts through one tackle, runs into a major league collision at the Sioux County 30.
Piece of gas
15 yards.
Here's the lawyer. Third down from the 33-yard line.
All right, up to Potter Dick. Just near side. Potter Dick. Side the hashes. Shotgun is McDonald behind Saber. McDonald gets snapped. The back Saber. Saber rolls around in the pocket, running far side. Throws a heave downfield. Playing 500 downfield, and it's incomplete. He was looking for a landing. Gasling. Logan Munro hit on the coverage.
Wilson forced down for the Coyotes.
For Sioux County. Potter Dick does. First quarter sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you and rooting for you. Be fourth and eight, fourth and nine. Potter Dick. Connell is under center. Seven half back. Snap is a handoff. Saber option pitch. The near side. Breaking toward the near sideline. Running toward the house. And it'll be a Potter Dick touchdown. Dawson Monheiser gets a 40
touchdown. For Dawson Monheiser. The score 6-0.
6-0. 38-yard option pitch outside. 225 yards on the ground into this game. Nothing. Potter Dick jumping for the point. Good. Up and it is here.
It is good. You're scoring.
Right there. 8-0. Potter Dick. We'll go ahead and take a break for this message from the Nebraska Bank. You're listening to High School Football on KBCY.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Hey, Dawson Monheiser, 38-yard touchdown run. Made it 6-0 for the extra point. Nothing good. Nothing Potter Dick here early in this quarter. 8:53 to go in the first quarter. Honey, line up to get the turn. For Potter Dick, Gasly. Just Gasdall standing. No, it's Jack Conner. It's a good kick up front. Potter Dick gets it. They're running toward the end zone. Cutting outside and getting leveled by Jack Conner is Dylan Tabor who covered the onside kick. And Potter Dick will have a first and goal. 14-yard line. First and goal for Potter Dick after the onside kick recovery. Down to the because the officials are having a discussion. Oh, they're going to march them back, yeah. Covered it at roughly the Sioux County 35-yard line. Push it back to the 37.
Recover the ball.
It'll be illegal touching, actually.
So they will recover the ball. Thought that it ball was recovered on stop. It'll be first and 15. Coyote.
Ball of an illegal touching penalty, so the ball didn't even go distant. Clean it. How did it? Illegal touching signal. Right now, all right, we're going to water the gun off. McDonald in the shotgun. Watch here to the side, McDonald. Bigger run that Avery got snapped. Watch. Donald, who runs near side, gets clapped at the sideline.
Run on the carry. Pushed out of bounds. Boyer.
It'll be second.
11.
7. Gaio. Ball in here. Go. Oh. Shotgun. Very swish. Go ahead and call first timeout. Timeout. By Dunbar's you design it. Thought not. Hat, Lemon Jacket. 8-6. Aaron Harrison. Roughly 9. Ball. Potterdick. Had both possessions. Far. Yard run. From Dawson Monheiser covered the onside. Might it? County tried to cover an onside kick on their. Oh, if it didn't scout. High school football launch. Sponsored by Southern Chiropractic. You take care of it with Swiss Chiropractic. Southern Chiropractic. Veteran. Back in play. Session, counting 35. Back, Connelly pitches it outside to Tabor. Tabor gets outside the hashes, cuts inside, looking toward the end zone. He gets wrapped up, though, at the 8-yard line.
Tabor with the run downfield for the Coyotes, resulting in first and goal.
First and goal.
8-yard line.
For the Coyotes, 8-yard line, yard rush. Hunter Dick's offense. Relatively dodge. President is talking on McConnell. Tabor, McConnell gets the snap. Running, he cannot run across the line of scrimmage, so he throws it over to Tabor. Tabor steps inside, runs back near side, looking for the corner, and he gets knocked out of bounds. For a 6-yard carry. Actual.
About 6 yards. Goal from the 2-yard line. Nope.
Second goal from Kyle. Back to this one eyes. Kind of go. Tabor backfield. Handoff to Tabor who runs towards the goal line. Signal, he did not get in. get anything.
Tabor with the carries, met at the line of scrimmage by a group of Warriors. No gain on the play.
Burn and pull from
the third and goal.
Line. Roderick Quick. Snap. Play action fake. Side, far side throws it. He's totally looking.
Tabor's pass is complete for the move for a punter. Dick, touchdown.
Of the season.
Your score was 735 in the first quarter. Punter Dick, 14, Sioux County, 0.
Nothing. Line up for 10. Funnel. Gazzling. Kick. Both keep up. Good. 16-0, Potter Dick. Midway through the
16-0.
Counting the offense, gets to touch the ball. Nothing. Football on KVPY. Sponsored by Thrive and Financial. Price to start the contact of Ben Ross and Shattern. Break 4-0-7. Fire Nice Mechanical. Pro partner in Shattern. Business like the perfect policy. Guys in the house. About a ring. Wait. 7. Coffee. Crap. Apple. Yes. 2. Coffee. Chris. Heart. Apple. Perfectly balanced with second and caramel. Make perfect. Approach. Power. Group. Resting. Ain't nothing. Potter did. Gasly, back hunters. Watch. Hardick did onside kick.
Perfect. First time. Becker, Boyer,
read. Dying on. Or he's onside to the near side, far side. County will cover their first possession.
It's covered by Josh Perez. First 15 for the Warriors from the 38-yard line.
Potter Dick, 8-yard line. Fresh enough. Warriors. Top play is fresh. Project. Half of the pistol, pitches it to Hunter. Hunter side, gets across the 35, wrapped up by
Hunter with the carry. Move to board.
Carry.
Four. And 11 is off in about the second 10.
Side is looking to go. Snap throws it. The outside Josh Perez. It's over.
Perez throws incomplete. He's also third and left for the Warriors.
County. Kick. Buzzin. County has shotgun. Not repeat. Gets the handoff. He runs upfield. Gets wrapped up his options. Look. Tackle gets down.
Three.
2 yard line. It's supposed to put down.
Just in. That group of tacklers.
12 yard carry. Wow.
Dolphin first down for the Warriors.
Down the game. Carolina play. That's the reason. Guy downfield turns around, tucks toward the end zone, it's knocked away. Knocking it away with.
Throw falls incomplete. Up by Justin. Ball second at 15 for Warriors.
Yes. Coverage. Connor Dick. Second and Warriors. Guys in the backfield. Stop. Guys near side. Gets blocked by Freeman Reed. Jump. Guy gets side. 10-yard line. Come through the nine.
Reed took the carry, brought down by a group of Connor Dick tacklers.
Rush.
Stalled in third and about two.
Daniel. Snap, direct snap. Freeman Hunter cuts near side toward the end zone. It's a touchdown.
Yeah. Jack Hunter with a 10-yard touchdown run.
10-yard touchdown run for Jack Hunter, and County is on the board. Hunter Dick. Far. Far. Back to the press. Press, good snap, good. Reese gets it spotted from.
Four. Reese's pick is blocked by Lindstrom.
Hunter Dixon.
Your score is 5:28 left in the first quarter.
First quarter. First quarter is spotted by the Brass Bank. With you and for you. American League. Plus for American League. Boom, elite. Hillary. Trump. A very athletic. Got a roof repair. The roof. Our name that comes to mind other than. Look for a pair of one with online or something. Stop. Stop and check out all with fashion. Crawford Clipper Harrison's son. Crawford Clipper Harrison's son wants to know that your hometown newspaper, Paul Crawford and athlete here. Their first point of the play, Potter did. Ohio. Back deep. Offer. Counter will be back there. Move up the middle. Contact yeah. McConnell dives on it. At
this is 30-yard line.
Potter. 15.
First and 15 for the Coyotes. 30-yard line.
Possibly. Five Valley Bay. Pattern. Connolly back to Tabor. Tabor runs near side, throws it deep, and caught by Onizer, and he gets pulled down from behind at the 12-yard line.
Tabor's pass is complete to Onizer.
38-yard reception.
Down to the 13-yard line.
37-yard
reception. Results in first and goal for the Coyotes.
Coyotes will have first and goal. Goal from 13. Back runs to the far side. His Tabor cuts near side, flips Chris Averill, sprinting toward the near side, and Potter Dix gets into the end zone for another touchdown.
Dylan Tabor with a 13-yard touchdown run.
Tabor, 13 yards. Potter Dix is up 26. So we're in the quarter. Holding on McConnell. Gasling is up and in.
Gasling is good. Takes the score 24-6. 4:46 remaining in the first quarter.
Hunter Dick, Clover County, not able to put the fight. All of beat Friday with ball here. Tonight, Nebraska with Illinois. Carry that game. Watch it on your local Fox. Not attending. High school. Thinking about Greg Sharp, the Huskers play-by-play guy. He's banging us back in the some baseball and ball game. Huskers. 15 to go. Our on KB by Case R has
Gasling
taking off the kick it off for Kyle
Lawyer.
They kicked onside kicks both times so far. Ready for it. Gasling is up. Onside kick to the near side. It's running towards near sideline and covered before it went out of bounds by Logan Monroe.
Gets covered in bounds by Monroe. Results in first and 15 from Boyer, the 38-yard line.
For Sioux County on their own 38.5-yard line. 24-6, 4:46 to go in this quarter. The first quarter sponsored by Nebraska Bank Root. We're just with you and rooting for you. Backfield. No, Hunter doesn't get snapped, but he gets the handoff and runs right.
Hunter with the carry.
To a tackler at the line of scrimmage. Monheiser with the tackle.
Down by Monheiser. No gain on the play. Built the second down.
Second. He gained about a half yard. So call it second. 4:20 to go in this quarter. The huddle. Potter Dix keeping all six in the box. Snap. And also Hunter, who comes near side, goes through a tackler. Hunter has plenty of green space in front of him, running toward the end zone. He gets wrapped up from behind. Great tackle there by the Coyote defender. Didn't know who that was, but Hunter gets wrapped up.
Jack Hunter with the first down carry.
7 yard line.
Down to about the 7 yard line. Results in first and goal, Sioux County.
35-yard run for Hunter. Sioux County, first and goal from the their own, from the Potter Dix 7-yard line. Formation, Potter Dix will, Sioux County will. Yeah. Pitch outside to Reese. Reese looking to throw. Finds has a man open in the end zone. And is caught by Josh Perez for the touchdown.
Reese with a 7-yard touchdown pass to Josh Perez. Touchdown Warriors.
This first pass. Completion for Reese. Finds Perez for the touchdown. 12-26. Go. They're on track for 100 points. 155 points already. Perez will hold for the extra point attempt. Reese kick. Good snap. Good. Oh, it's a bad hole. Kick is launched up in the air. It's short.
Fish is
point
no
good.
Good.
Keep
the 3:56 remaining in the first quarter. 24-12.
Potter Dix with Sioux County. Scoring drive. Scoring sessions are happening fast. Kibble play up front. late in this first quarter. Johnny, let's kick it off here in a moment. Going right to left. Six. Up to right. Puddle near sideline. Let's kick it away. It's back to Reed. Both times on kickoff.
Reed, standing back to the Warriors. Christian's back to return for the Coyotes.
Thus, fires the kick at the punch, swift kick. Picked up. Coming to the near side is McConnell. He gets wrapped up at the 39-yard line. So it'll be first and 15 for the Knicks on their own 39-yard line.
Brought down by Creeman. Dalton, first and 15 for the Coyotes from the 39-yard line.
The tackle, 15. Contradicts from their own 9-yard line. Ball back will be R.J. Rance. Backfield is Alan McConnell. Come under center. He has Dylan Tabor behind him. He does. That's a handoff. Coming far side is Tabor. Tabor finds the far sideline. Gets ripped back in bounds. Tackled. Gain of 8.
Tabor with carrier ran on the bounce 10. By Reed.
Second, 5. Final bounce, the block is stopped with Rod Joe. Brass Bank quarter. Here from McConnell, play option fake, throws a dump down deep, and it's incomplete. For Landon Gasling, who's running an out route.
Pass, it falls incomplete.
Third and 6. 8.
Picks up third down for the
Coyotes. Far side. Sideline to get plays. Fatal abuse. Way back. Go. First quarter. Center is McConnell. On Iser behind him and Tabor. Shot in the eye. Now gets snapped. Play action fake. Dump to the near sideline. It is well out of reach. Landing Gasling is running out. Gasling is
pressured on the play by Hunter.
Got fourth
down.
Potter-Dixel. Timeout. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's New Design. Converting to the hat. Letterman jacket. And personalized stuff. Animal. We'll go ahead and take a look at scores throughout the region. I know Crawford played last night. That score pulled up. Again, later on today here on KBBY Hot Spring. And the Dakota Tech will play. Oh, Springs were actually played last night, and they demolished Creek Valley 81-6. That was in Creek Valley. Also in 6-man action last night, Shelton Parkview Christian beat 27. And Dame Edson Valley and in Switchfield will play Pawnee City at Hampton, which is top 5, top 6 ranked matchup. Red Cloud and Sterling. Red Cloud and Crawford has the week off. Snap goes back, pitch back to Tabor. Tabor, Alex McConnell is running far sideline. Sioux County meeting him and knocks him out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover on down.
Tabor with the yard rush on fourth down.
Turnover down.
First and 15 for Sioux County.
That'll be a first and 15 Sioux County after the turnover on down. First quarter, 4-12. Potter County. coach for County Sentinel to play. The backfield is Jack Hunter along. Pressing. Dotting the I is Baxter Reese. Snaps to Freeman. Picks over to Reese. Reese in trouble. Near sideline. He can still throw. He switches. Comes near sideline. Reese gets across the Modern Day 35 to 25. Gets Reese
first down carry for the Warriors. Ran out of bounds by Bonheiser. Dustin, first and 15.
5-yard run for Reese. Makes it a first and 15 through County. Trying to catch his breath. 19 to go in this quarter. Turn green backfield all the way back. Snap goes to Hunter. He bounces off his arm. Dives on it. It's going to be a loss of 10.
Hunter recovers the fumble snap in the backfield. A loss of 10 for the Warriors. Brings up second to 25.
Yeah, second and 25 for County. Baxter, sideline, gets the play call. Barry Swisher. My former center, reaches kind of Hunter. On the eye. Snap pitches out to Reese. Hands off to Hunter. Reese comes inside. Wrapped up by a couple of Modern Day players.
Reese with the carry.
After the yard carry.
A trio of pilots.
It'll be
He's
a third and.
Third and.
Two.
22 for the Warriors.
Minutes to go in that quarter. Modern Day about to a 14-0 lead. County responded. Green touchdowns ever since. Time getting. And you call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's View Design at Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, linen jackets, and pants. Animals. Dawson. But you and Harrison. Now back in Chatterin is ready to go for Hot Springs and Lakota Tech later on tonight. Part of the trio of games we have on Chatterin today. Dawson Burke also playing here on tonight. That'll be on 6 Star. County has Modern Day well. Offense, the huddle. Look him out. The pistol look back to get the snap behind him. We'll find your steer side one far side. Up snap, down, get snap. That's the Hunter. Hunter looking deep off the halfback throw. He throws it deep. Got leveled in the process, and the pass was incomplete. Bended. Here's Logan Monroe.
Broken up by Gasly. Pressure of the play by Monheiser. Resulted
hit pretty hard by Dawson Monheiser. A fourth and two. The Warriors. 7 to go. Quarter. Being the shotgun. Oh, it's Freeman who gets snapped. Pitches it back to Reese. Reese flips through one tackler. He's in trouble. He gets wrapped up from behind. R.J. Ramsey finishing off the play and sacks him.
Tackle. Oh, back to the play by R.J. Ramsey, resulting in a turnover on down.
It'll be a turnover
first
on down. County Warriors is R.J. Ramsey up and made the incredible hustle play. He got put by at least one time a team from behind and wrapped him up at a shoe. It'll be a first and 15. So the guy is. Spotted extreme. Now he's sitting near side. Connell under center. Freshman. That's a Monheiser. Monheiser off the halfback sweep to the far side. Runs across the 40. Bounds roughly at the 40.
Monheiser with the carry out of bounds.
For being a young carry.
Warrior. About 7 on the play.
Oh, he's just short shy of the 40.
Dolphins second.
8. Kyle. Kyle will go under center as Von Heiser behind him. Snap pitches out. Coming near side. Coming up field. Flag on the play. Grasped at the line of scrimmage. Dominic Christensen.
Christensen was carry.
He's going to be coming back after
Warrior tackler.
Flag.
Kyle's just at home.
Holding. Telling us for Potter Dick so far. County with Con. Go ahead, Nick. Penalty. County will stay second and 18. 17. Place. 36-yard line for Potter Dick.
Holding on the Coyotes is accepted by the Warriors. Results in about 2nd and 21.
2nd and 21. Come the line scrimmage. Science off the line scrimmage. Chris far side. Back to Christian along with McConnell. Come to Christian. Back to McConnell. McConnell. Trouble runs near side. Blitz through one tackler. Throws it deep. Finding a guy near side. That is Landon Gasling. Gasling slips through one tackle. Cuts back to the far side. Looking for pay dirt. He's in. A 54-yard
pass touchdown on Potter Dick.
For Connell. Potter Dick is now up 30-12 with under a minute to go in this quarter. Error. 3 for extra points. We'll line up to do it again. Connell will hold. Gasling will kick. Happening. Will be Ramsey. Will snap by Ramsey and the extra point is blocked by Sioux County.
It is no good with 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Potter Dick leads the Warriors.
Potter Dick leads Sioux County with 50 seconds to go. Potter Dick with all but one other possession so far. County 2-4 on possession. Hater. Only 9 minutes of football so far in the still fine. Friday afternoon. Right now. Back on her, back deep. Potter Dick is an onside on all but one of their kickoffs. The other one you can argue was an onside as well. Trying now to kick back to
Hunter, back
Jack Connor.
For the Warriors. Gasling.
I mean, Gasling. Fine, he's lined up to kick it off. Gasling goes up in the onside kick to the far side and diving on top of it for Sioux County is Josh Perez.
Perez with the recovery for the Warriors results in 1st and 15, the 37-yard line.
Be 1st and 15. County from Potter Dick yard line. Play against Preston. down the line of scrimmage, standing 3 yards back with 10 yards back. Hunter, he pitches that to Reese. Reese comes near side, gets the block, cuts up field, gets wrapped up at the 25-yard line. Yard carry for Reese.
Took the carry. Brought down by a group of Coyotes.
Make it second and two. 45 seconds to go.
About 12 on the play. 3 to go.
Second and Potter Dick. Shotgun. First guy back, Jack Hunter. And a timeout, Potter Dick.
7 seconds left in the first quarter. Timeout, Potter Dick.
Apparently, yeah. Something that they saw. Bill Burnley, timeout. Timeout remaining second quarter shortly. So far, this game on the ground for County has been 105 yards, but even back to Jack Hunter. Day. All over 100, about 130 yards on the ground. Potter Dick. Half seconds. The huddle. Back to feedback. Snap his hand off the Hunter. Jump cuts near side. Cuts far, back far side. Gets wrapped up at the 10-yard line. It'll be a first down after the 4-yard carry.
Hunter with the first carry.
Stop. Down 20. Go in. Rest bank quarter. There is a flag late. Face mask on Potter Dick. It's going to be a first and goal situation. This one will half the distance.
Coyotes. He half the distance to the goal, resulting in first and goal for the 5 yard line for the Warriors.
Be first and goal from the 5 for the Warriors. Low snap toward Creeman. Reese picks it up. In trouble. Throws it back to Creeman. Creeman has plenty of space on the far sideline. It's a race toward the corner. Gets knocked out of bounds. That's the 6. But lost.
Reese's pass is complete to Creeman.
On the play. Dolphins have a half second to go on this.
Just about like a
Nebraska Bank first
half
quarter.
Yard, 1 yard loss. Second goal to the 6 yard line.
Well, one last play to go in this first quarter. Hand off to Hunter. Hunter jumps upfield toward the end zone, and he is in. Jack Hunter, 6 yard carry.
Touchdown run. Touchdown Warriors.
County is now down by 12. They'll go ahead and kick the extra point. Wrap up the first quarter. But we'll go ahead and send us a break. We'll have the results of the extra point after this break. You're tuned in to high school football on 107.7 KBPY-FM and ShadRad.com.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice,
tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today. The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skabdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skabdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and shopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skabdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all your ag business needs. Go Big Purple!
Lawton Service and Repair, located on Highway 20 in Harrison, will meet all your mechanical and tire needs. Kenny has amazing service and even more amazing prices. If you are passing through town and have a bad tire on your vehicle or trailer, Kenny will have you back on the road in fast pit stop fashion. Every customer at Lawton Service is treated like an old friend. They offer fuel and other items to fuel yourself while you're there. Let the competent and capable hands of Kenny Lawton take care of you and your vehicle to put you safely back on the road.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY Hay Spring Shadron.
The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, but they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skabdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skabdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today. The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skabdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skabdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and shopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skabdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all of your ag business needs. Go Big Purple.
FM 107.7 KBPY. We apologize. Been dealing with some equipment issues here. So we are trying to get you reconnected back out to Sioux County in just a moment here on KBPY.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind. The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, but they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper.
They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today.
The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skavdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skavdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and chopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skavdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all your ag business needs. Go Big Purple!
Apologize for technical difficulties, but we are back here in Harrison Chase Thompson here with you. Teams traded touchdowns in the beginning of the same quarter. It's sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. Sioux County just scored. It is currently 38-26. Connor Dix, 8:33 to go in this first half. Sioux County is going left to right now on your radio dial. Connor Dix going right to left. Sioux County after Connor Dix had an extra TV touchdown. Nearly took a kick to the house. And an onside kick is coming to the near side. Loose ball on the ground. And Sioux County gets on top of it. Sioux County line with 15 from the Connor Dix. 36 to the line. Sioux County down by 12, 8:29 to go. And there's Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. Second quarter. Sioux County will come. Shotgun and I'll start on Sioux County. We're back at us, 5 yards. We get a 1st and 20 for the Warriors. We're back it up to the 39-yard line. They're going to come out in the same formation. Snap toward Creeman and hands it off to Hunter, who bounces into one tackle. That was R.J. Ramsey, who met him in the backfield. The flag comes out. I believe we'll be marching this one back again. So, that's what I believe it is. Potter Dix will have an opportunity to make it 1st and 30. Actually, even be further than that. So, it's a face mask. No, it's going the other way. A face mask on Potter Dix. So, one more shot. Yards. It wouldn't be enough for a first down, but it'll give them a first and 8 now for Sioux County. That goes screaming and pitches it to Reese. Reese comes near side, slips through one tackler, gets to the near sideline, looking for Bader. No, he gets stopped inside the 20-yard line at the 17. So I'll make a first down for Sioux County. be a first and 15 as well as at the 17.5 yard line. 8:06 to go in this. Army and agent, Brian Pettigrew. Second quarter. That first quarter took us a good 42 minutes of real time. We've been playing about 10 minutes so far. Real time in this thing for the first 2 minutes off the clock. As that goes back to 3 men, but a whistle. That'll be a penalty. Offside on Bodder Dick. Gonna march it up 5 yards and it'll put it down to a first and 10, a traditional first down. It'll be a first and 10 from the clock. Bodder Dick looking to cut this into a one-score game and a touchdown to make it down to 6. .805 to go in this first half. Going up to snap it will be Jeff Gavdahl. I beg your pardon, that is number 50. That's done. That goes back to Hunter. Hunter, well, the handoff to Hunter, he runs to the far sideline. Gets hard time from behind, down to the 11-yard line. For a yard carry, going to make it 2nd and 11. Horseshoe County. 7:40 to go in this second quarter. Jay Thompson here with you. In the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, Jeremy Anderson back. He's on the fourth down in the KBPY studios over in Shattern. He's getting ready for his own game later on tonight. Hot Springs in Dakota Tech. As we're going to have one wide receiver east side. Reese in the shotgun. Hunter behind him. He gets snap. Hands it off to Hunter. Hunter runs far side. Cuts back up the middle. Gets wrapped up at the numbers. At the 5-yard line. So it'll be a 5-yard carry. Make it 3rd and 4.
Five on the play. You're going from 3rd and 4
from the 5-yard line. Duke County down by 12. Looking to cut back in this. Bodder Dick's got up to a 16-0 lead, and the team's been trading touchdowns since. As under center is done, Reese in the shotgun, man in motion, snap goes back to Reese, play action fake, looks near side, finds a man, looking for a man, he ends on it, picked off by Bodder Dick, running to the near sideline, and getting knocked out of play. After the interception, Dominic Christensen in a promising drive. Duke County has ended off an interception. So Bonner Dixel breaks the huddle, up by 12, and man limping toward the sideline for Duke County. They still got 6 out there. Might have just been a substitution. And then the shotgun is McConnell. He has Monheiser behind him. McConnell gets snap, pitches out to Monheiser. Monheiser just throws the man off him. Runs back to the line of scrimmage. He gets stripped up. After about a gain of 2 or 3. So it'll be a 2nd and 12 for the Coyotes. So, Butterdick, that's all back to McConnell. He throws it back to Tabor. Tabor looking near side. In trouble, has plenty of room on the far side. He throws it deep right into the receiving arm of Sioux County player Logan Monroe with the pick and retreat interception. So Sioux County will have 1st and 15 from the Potter Dick 38-yard line. back-to-back interception. So now gives Sioux County an opportunity to cut back into the lead. That Potter Dix has, though. Come out with Seth Dunn. Snap back. He has tackled to his right side. Max to Reese in the shotgun. There's a puncher behind him as the man goes in motion. It's a handoff to Hunter. Puts the foot on the ground. Comes near side to the 30. And the turf monster might have grabbed him. And he smelled out 30-yard line on an 18-yard carry. Again, a 9. And I get a 2nd and 6. We are rolling. 5:04 to go. And this Barbarian agent, Brian Lindiger, 2nd quarter. Long 29 is Baxter Reese's in the shotgun. Has Hunter behind him, man in motion. That's Monroe. And about 200. Hunter goes to the left side. Sees the green space on the far side. Gets knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
Hunter with the 1st and 10 for the Warriors.
That's 12. So it'll be a 1st and goal for Sioux County at the Potter Dix 11. Clock stopped at 4:45 to go. 38-26. Here's the score. Reese in the shotgun has Hunter behind him. Monroe comes in motion. Reese gets the snap, hands it off to Hunter. Hunter gets 2, maybe 3 yards before he gets popped. It's like Monizer who came in and finished him off. Yeah, it is. Awesome, Monizer. Not a logo this game. So far, has a few touchdowns. Made the big stop right there on Jack Hunter. 4:20 to go in. That's 2nd quarter. As Baxter Reese line up in the shotgun, as Hunter behind him, 1 wide receiver, 4 side, 1 near side. I don't see it now. It's Monroe near side. He comes in motion. Hunter gets the handoff, runs the far side, walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors. 8 yard carry. Makes it 38-32. Hunter Dix. Just under 4 minutes to go in this 2nd quarter. As we cross top the hour here on 107.7 KBPY FM, Hastings, Nebraska, and ShadRad.com. Extra point coming up for Sioux County to cut this down to a 4-point lead. Low snap. Kick is up by Reese. Block. Next point, no good. Modern day. He's a 6-point lead with 3:57 to go. And this 10-quarter, we'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our 10-quarter sponsor, Barbarian and agent Brian Lediger. You're tuning in to high school football on KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Lenniger in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Chadron. This is KBPY Hay Spring Chadron.
Welcome back to Harrison, 38-32, Potter Dix in the lead over Sioux County. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. And Reese will kick it deep back to Reese. He launches it downfield. The first time we haven't seen an offside or a scrub kick so far today. Returning it is Dominic Christensen, who gets to the 30-yard line. He gets wrapped up at the number. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for Potter Dix. 3:50 to go in this 2nd quarter. Potter Dix will break the huddle each side. Well, Potter Dix has one timeout left. Kent County with two. Under center will be Dylan Tabor. Behind him is Dawson Monheiser. And all the way back is McConnell, who gets the handoff, cuts near side. Gets swallowed up by Seth Dominus Sr. A carry of four. We'll make it second and 11. Second and 11, ball right between the hashes. For Potter Dix, two wide receivers near side. That is Gasling and Monheiser. Snap back to McConnell. He pitches it back to Tabor. Tabor, he looks near side, running to the near sideline. The host of Warriors comes through, and he gets wrapped up, though. Got across the line of scrimmage. Jack Conner can't finish him off. It'll be a third and five for Potter Dix. .251 to go in this Farm Bureau and Agent. Brian Winiger, second quarter. 4-point difference, 38-32. Potter Dix leading Sioux County. Now back in the shotgun, it's Christensen. Good snap, throws it back to McConnell. McConnell looks to the right. One wide receiver on deep. McConnell's forced to keep it himself. Gets across the 40 to 35. Ran out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Will be the first and 10 for Potter Dix. Max Reese comes in. Short sense. He's in here. Sideline out of bounds. It'll be first and 15 for Potter Dix. Coyotes up 5-6. 2:18 to go in this second quarter. Coming up at halftime, our halftime show, by the way, is sponsored by Shattering Insurance to fit your needs. To recap this first half, talk about all the scores of games that have been played so far. Preview what we got coming up later today on Shadrack Sports. Whether it be KCSR or KBPY, you got your choice of high school football tonight on Shadrack Sports. As Tabor gets the snap, pitches out to Monheiser. Monheiser, the big boy, gets across the line of scrimmage, pops a guy at the 20-yard line, just short of the first down, and about 13-yard carry will make it a second and two as R.J. Ramsey, a little warm outside right now. That's in his breath as the play comes in for Potter Dix. Sioux County makes a late substitution as Callum McConnell is way far back, standing good 10 yards off the ball. Dylan Tabor, 5 yards off the ball. They're going to let the play clock tick with 95 seconds to go. Snap back to Tabor. Pitches it back to McConnell. McConnell comes near side. Has a man open. Throws it toward Gasling. Gasling catches. He's tackled just short of the goal line. First and goal for Potter Dix at the 2-yard line. Remember, Sioux County does get the ball to start the second half. It's a big situation up here, coming up here. .85 seconds to go in the first half. They'll roll the clock after the chain is set. Saber under center has Monheiser. They are letting the play clock roll. 5 count from the back judge. Snap. Run up the middle from Monheiser. He is into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Coyote.
Monheiser with a 2-yard touchdown run for Potter
Dix. Makes it 44-32. And it's 1:08 to go. Potter Dix does kick extra points. Attempted extra points throughout the afternoon. Doing the holding is McConnell. Doing the kicking is Gasling. Good snap, good hold, but it's blocked by Sioux County and landed in the hand of Baxter Reese. But the play is dead. The score will be 44-32. 68 seconds to go in this. Harvey and Agent Brian Leniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to high school football on KBPY.
The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skavdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year.
Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skavdal family offers a variety of custom feeding and chopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skavdal family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all of your ag business needs. Go Big Purple!
Hey, Dawson Monheiser, 3-yard carry into the end zone, makes it 32, Sioux County with 68 seconds to go in this first half. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Insurance to fit your needs. Again, we'll recap this first half, which has been wild. Fireworks have been going off all afternoon here in northwest Nebraska. Combined, 76 points so far in this first half, and an absolute bomb of a kickoff goes into the end zone. My goodness, what a kick. So the setup, first and 15 from the 15-yard line for the Sioux County Warriors. They got 65 yards to go if they want to get a score during the halftime break. They will get the ball to start the second half. Reese in the shotgun, but Butterdicks will call a timeout, their final timeout of this first half. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar Shoe Design, top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Dave Thompson hanging out here in Harrison, a gorgeous community, gorgeous drive coming in for Shattering, going through the Fort Robinson area and just west of town, west of Fort Robinson. An incredible drive that I have not had the privilege to make before today. Incredible scenery along Highway 20. Get here to Harrison. Come up later today on KBPY, 5:35 pregame, Hot Springs in Lakota Tech. Jeremy Anderson will be up there in Hot Springs for the Bison and the Tonka. And over on KCSR, Shattering, Gothenburg, Shattering Cardinals coming in. Top 10 in the NAB Preps coaches poll this week. Gothenburg 2-1. A little worried about the Swedes coming off their tough loss to Adams Central last week, a 7-10 defeating. And they get back on track. Shattering 3-0 first time since 2021. Reese gets snapped. Pitches it to Hunter. Hunter comes back up field. He has plenty of space. Good block by Freeman. Hunter, nothing but grass in front of him. Jack Hunter walking into the end zone. Call it a TD. 55-yard touchdown run for Jack Hunter. And it gets it back to a 38-44 game. We might be dropping a 100-piece. 65-yard touchdown run for Jack Hunter. Snap, and the kick from Reese is blocked. For the fifth, blocked extra point. And it's 44-38. Potter X, the Coyotes in the lead. We have now crossed the combined. Yeah, combined 100-point mark in this first half. Six-man football putting out a showing early on this Friday afternoon in Harrison. Sioux County will kick the ball off. Definitely noticeably getting warmer here in Harrison as the afternoon ticks long. And I'm going to watch that we're above 80 degrees. Doing the kicking, he'll be back to Reese. Standing back deep is Dominic Christensen. Reese runs up at the split kick. Christensen's going to come and pick it up at his own 15-yard line. Right up the middle, coming near side. Christensen crossed the 40 to the Sioux County 38. And a little bit of late contact right in front of us. No flags, hand down.
Hey, Wayne. The punishment. Roderick Dix now will have 37 yards to go with 44.1 seconds to go in this first half. So Butterdix come out, two guys near side, three trips near side. Saber in the shotgun has McConnell behind him. Man in motion, that's Christensen, the handoff to Christensen. Christensen cuts far side. The Warriors, good defense. Ball loose on the ground, don't see who has it. Sioux County thinks they have it. And the signal is Sioux County football. Sioux County will have an opportunity to score. They got 42 yards to march with 36 seconds to go in this first half. They still got two timeouts left. Baxter Reese takes the play call in. What a first half this has been. Just back and forth, track meet style football. Reason. The shotgun has Hunter behind him. Wide receivers on each side, two on the line of scrimmage. Oh, it goes past Reese. Reese picks it up, looks downfield. He does have eligible men. Goes through it. Reese will run, just throw it up for grabs, looking for Freeman, and it's incomplete. Reese is past for incomplete. It'll be second and 15, 25 seconds to go in this first half. Near disaster, third near excitement, and then an incomplete pass. Good play by Max Reese. Not only to pick it up, he could have dove on it like you typically see most coaches tell their players to do, but he had the time, picked it up, and nearly made something out of nothing. So in the shotgun now is Shane Monroe, and we're going to have the late game. They're going to march it back 5 yards, make it second and 20. It'll be at the Warrior 33. Monroe in the shotgun, pitches it back to Reese. Reese. Chucks it to the near side, and it lands right up below us in the Grove grass. So they make it 3rd and 20 for the Warriors. Remember, Sioux County does get the ball to start the second half. Touchdown. Would tie this game up. And Screaming takes the play out. From head coach Barry Swisher to, you're illegal. These are penalty, but that goes back, gets pitched back to Reese, throws it deep, looking for Monroe to jump ball, and Monroe had his hands on it and goes for the turf. So to make it a 4th and 20 for the Warriors. Seconds. Head coach Barry Swisher of the Sioux County Warriors, what are you going to do? You get the ball to start the second half. So, it'll be Thayden Monroe in the shotgun. Logan Monroe, number 11, near side. Pass goes back to Thayden and bounces on his hand. He pitches it to Reese. Reese able to recover it. Reese, one, fixes a broken play. Just chucks it forward. Thayden Monroe, and nearly is caught by the trailing receiver, Preston Freeman, so a turnover on downs, and Adam Diggs will get a shot with a time for a play. 5 seconds to go in this same quarter. Oh.
Yeah, time for one play for a heave at the end zone. No timeouts for Potter Day. So it'll be Dylan McConnell on the shotgun. He has Dylan Sabre behind him. Assuming Sabre will be the one who throws it. Sabre gets it after the pitch from McConnell. In trouble. Sabre runs near sideline. Chucks it toward the end zone. A lot of contact. Ball hits the turf harmlessly. And that'll do it for the first half. Fireworks here in Harrison. 44-38. What a Coyotes lead. Two County Warriors with a halftime break. Ball in first half here from Harrison. 44-38 teams. Well, Sioux County goes through the locker room. Potter Dix will run toward the shade on the west side of the field. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to high school football here on KBPY-FM.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Lawton Service and Repair, located on Highway 20 in Harrison, will meet all your mechanical and tire needs. Kenny has amazing service and even more amazing prices. If you are passing through town and have a bad tire on your vehicle or trailer, Kenny will have you back on the road in fast pit stop fashion. Every customer at Lawton Service is treated like an old friend. They offer fuel and other items to fuel yourself while you're there. Let the competent and capable hands of Kenny Lawton take care of you and your vehicle to put you safely back on the road.
The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today.
The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skavdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skavdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and chopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skavdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all of your ag business needs. Go Big Purple.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Hello, welcome back to Harrison. 44-38 at the halftime break. Jay Thompson here with you on the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. What a wild first half it was. Potter Dix, the Coyotes got off to a 16-0 lead. It became a back-and-forth affair, and Sioux County now, who'll get the ball to start the second half, is only down by six. Impressive performance by Jack Hunter, tactical reset quarterback for the Warriors. Just an incredible show so far that we've seen here in Harrison. And Potter Dix, I've been really impressed with so far in this first half, Dawson Molheiser, the big boy running back
get upfield. He has some speed, has some quickness, bounces sideways off him left and right. He is a senior off this roster. Came into today with 425 rushing yards on the season. I lost track of stats in the same quarter, but that first quarter, he was pushing 60 yards, and definitely don't mount him more in that second quarter. It's 44-38 here at the halftime break. We have 12 minutes plus three on the halftime clock for this game here in Harrison. Coming up later today here on 107.7 KBPY FM and ChadRad.com, Jeremy Anderson has Hot Springs Bison and the Lakota set to talk. Looking forward to seeing how that one goes. Hot Springs is defending 11B runners up in the state of South Dakota. They lost a lot of kids, and boy, as they struggled out of the gate, they lost to who is now the consensus number one in South Dakota winner in their first game. Did get a win. They're going up against the Lakota Tech team, who, Jeremy, I looked this up, but, and we're confident enough in saying this, still looking for their first win as a program. I'll be here tonight on 107.7 KBPY FM and ChadRad.com. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kick. But here in Harrison, 44-38 at the halftime break. Go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to high school football here on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Lawton Service and Repair, located on Highway 20 in Harrison, will meet all your mechanical and tire needs. Kenny has amazing service and even more amazing prices. If you are passing through town and have a bad tire on your vehicle or trailer, Kenny will have you back on the road in fast pit stop fashion. Every customer at Lawton Service is treated like an old friend. They offer fuel and other items to fuel yourself while you're there. Let the competent and capable hands of Kenny Lawton take care of you and your vehicle to put you safely back on the road.
The Sioux County 2024-25 sports season is alive, and the Josh and Leanne Skabdahl family are wishing the Warriors success in all of their boys and girls sports activities this year. Located 30 miles south of Harrison, the Skabdahl family offers a variety of custom feeding and shopping services to help keep the local community thriving. The Skabdahl family feedlot is sure to meet all of your custom cattle feeding needs. With generations of experience and dedication behind them, you can trust Josh and Leanne to take care of all of your ag business needs. Go Big Purple.
We're back here on the Shattering Insurance Halftime Show. Chase Thompson here with you in Harrison. 44-38 at the halftime break. Potter Dick Skyos leading the Sioux County Warriors. And I want to correct myself from something I said in the previous segment. The Hot Springs Bison, they weren't just the runners-up, and I'll probably get some rubbing from this from a friend later on tonight. Who is the Hot Springs alum, but they are the 11B champion last year, making it down to Vermilion for the state championship game. It is 44-38 here at the halftime break. Potter Dick starting to come out of their halftime huddle over in the shade on the west end of the field. I haven't seen Sioux County come out of the locker room yet during this halftime run, but it's been a fun afternoon here in Harrison. Again, fireworks all over the place. Score just incredible between the two sides. Go ahead and pull up some scores from the area. Last night there were two games here in six-man football action. Hay Springs defeated Creek Valley on the road, 81-6. This Sioux County team will actually go to Hay Springs next week. Jeremy Anderson will get his first taste of volleyball next week as well over in Hay Springs. And those teams go out in a volleyball football doubleheader here on 107.7 KBPY FM. And then over in Shelton last night, Shelton defeated Parkview Christian 48-27. Hey, tonight with high school football
on Shadrath Sports, Jeremy Anderson and I, we will not be carrying Nebraska at Illinois, the first ranked matchup at Memorial Stadium in over a decade. Jeremy Anderson and I will be, well, I'll just fully admit it, we will be both watching the game while we're calling and focusing on bringing you the coverage of high school sports that you come to count on. But we'll both be keeping an eye on the Nebraska-Illinois game and bringing you updates throughout the night on our two games. Of course, I told you what we have here on 107.7 KBBY-FM tonight, but over on 610 AM KCSR, join me, the Cardinals of Shadron, taking on the Gothenburg Swedes 5:30 pregame with a 6 o'clock kick. That'll be over on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrath.com. We've still got about 5 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to high school football on KBBY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. Heron Brothers in Harrison and Crawford is independently owned and operated. They're your hometown hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family and are here to serve the community. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself project for the very first time, they're here for you. They serve your neighborhood with expert advice, tools, equipment, and products you need to get the job done right. With two locations in Harrison and Crawford, stop in and see them today.
Learning to work as a team takes time and dedication, and the Sioux County Warriors have a reputation of teamwork. This is a quality shared by the law offices of Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker in Harrison. Located in downtown Harrison, the staff at this Northwest Nebraska law office have taken the time to develop into a great team. When you need a good legal team in your corner, call Skavdahl, Edmond, and Stecker, 668-2466.
The team at Sandhills State Bank in Harrison are your partners and neighbors. They not only live and work alongside their customers, but they care about their communities and want to see them grow and prosper. They are not only the most committed brand in banking, they have every financial tool a customer would ever need. From online banking, CDs, and mortgages, stop in and see Josh and his friendly staff at 201 Main Street in Harrison. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome back to Harrison. 2.5 minutes to go in the halftime break. Potter Dix is actually already coming out to line up for the kickoff. So we'll see where they get going for this second half. But Sioux County will get the ball started. Second half, Sioux County, what they need to do to possibly get in the lead and take the dub home and move to 3-0 this season. It'll be the first time that they've done it. Well, it'll be back-to-back 3-0 starts for the Sioux County Warriors. That'd be a heck of an accomplishment for a team that a couple of years ago they – this Barry Swisher coach team in the past has made it maybe one or two games before they fell and struggled in the past. But they want to get it done in this second half. What they need to do is, I think, control the game. Use their quarterback, Baxter Reese. He's had himself a day back at quarterback for the Sioux County Warriors. Continue to use him. Jack Hunter hasn't been much on the fourth staff here, but get Jack Hunter involved in the game. He is an absolute force to be reckoned with for the Sioux County Warriors. Looks like we're about to go here in this second half. And now conclude with the Shadron Community Hospital, Shadron Insurance, I beg your pardon. Halftime show, the third quarter, is sponsored by Christen Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Sioux County will receive going right to left on your radio dial. Personal helmets, Sioux County, strip of confident helmets with a personal spot, white numbers and yellow outline, right shoulders, yellow pants with the
purple stripe on the side, Sioux County written in the side. Potter Dix is kicking off. We'll be going to mess around your radio dial. It's an onside kick. They did this a lot in the first half. It's a short onside kick picked up by Sioux County. And Sioux County will get the ball in plus territory to get in this second half. There's Thompson here with you. Hi, from Harrison, Jeremy Anderson, and back out, you know, back at the Shadron Road headquarters in Shadron, Nebraska. 44-38. Sioux County only down by six as we started this third quarter. Preston Creeman will take the play call out. He was starting quarterback with Baxter Reese. Lineup in a offset formation on the left side. Jack Hunter behind him is a handoff to Reese. Pitch back to Hunter. And Hunter gets absolutely manhandled. In the backfield, it'll be a loss of nine, so it'll make it a second and 24 for the Warriors. Zach Hunter really hasn't been able to get much going this afternoon. For the Warriors, came in with 348 yards, averaging just more than a buck fifty per game, and an official timeout. I think it's an equipment issue. Yeah, trying to get the chin strap back on one of the players for the Warriors. Clock still rolling. This first minute of the second half already gone by a lot faster than the first half. First minute did. Snap back to Creeman, pitch back to Reese. Reese gets onside from behind and thrown to the ground, and it's another loss for the Warriors. March them back another 8 yards to make it a third and 31 for the Sioux County Warriors. This part gets defense doing something we hadn't seen much this afternoon and not getting into the backfield and causing problems for the opposing team. It'll be a third and 31 for Sioux County. They got the ball. Start the possession at Potterdick's 38-yard line. Now they're all the way back to their own 27-yard line. As will be Jack Hunter, who gets the snap. Baxter Reese behind him. Two wide receivers, far side, one near side. Hunter gets the snap, pitches it over to Reese. Reese runs up the field and gets popped at the line of scrimmage. That is Dawson Monizer, who finishes him off. And it's a loss, actually, on the play and make it fourth and 33. You're going to six. Fourth than 36, and you're going to punt. This is the time to do it. As Logan Monroe will go back. Butterdick. No one back deep. Good pump from Monroe. It's bouncing all the way down. Past 30 to a 15-10. That punt ends up being a 50-yard punt. It'll be a first and 15 for the Potter Dix Coyotes from their own 8-yard line. An incredible punt from Logan Monroe flips field position. Now can the Sioux County defense step up? Sioux County will have four on the line of scrimmage, one linebacker, one safety. Preston Creeman up the top guy. Baxter Reese with far defensive end. That's done. Right tackle. Now Reese comes near side. That's Logan Monroe playing defensive back of that pitch. Baxter Saber gets swallowed up. Dylan Saber, I beg your pardon, gets swallowed up after maybe a half-yard gain. Now he lost a yard, so it'll be second and 16 upcoming for the Coyotes. Second and 16 for the Coyotes upcoming, so it'll be Tabor in shotgun formation as McConnell behind him. Tabor gets snap, pitches it over to McConnell. Straight up, toss it to the near side. And while the Warrior players comes and lights them up, it's another loss. Some we didn't see in the first half, and that's defense, and it's a loss of four on the play, makes it third and 20. Saying it's Reese. Actually, Reese. So, Potter Dix in danger territory. territory, ball at their own 2-yard line. 6:35 to go in this third quarter. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitzen Schaefer Law Experience, legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. So, timeout is going to be taken. My Potter did. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for this message from Kreitzen Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to High School Football on KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
.44-38, Potter Dix leading the Sioux County Warriors. They're facing a 3rd-and-20 from their own 2-yard line. 6:20 to go in this third quarter. Potter Dix just called a timeout. So, it's looking like McConnell will be in the shotgun, straight-up shotgun. On the ground, gets a snap. It might be a screen pass. It is set up as a screen forward. Landon Gasly cuts up field, gun near side. Hunter puts a prop on him. And Gasling gets tackled at the 20-yard line. 18-yard reception. So lead for a 4th-and-8. Fourth and 7 for the Coyotes. And then going for it this distance all afternoon. But thanks to some of our sponsors. Studio 308 Dean Niche and Studio 308 specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. As Connell will get the snap, throws it back to Tabor. Tabor is going to run with it. Comes across the line of scrimmage, so it'll be a legal forward pass. It wasn't complete, so that'll be a 1st-and-10 Warriors from plus territory after the illegal forward pass. By the way, that timeout that Potter Dix took a minute ago was sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Southern Notch and Burger, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and first prize stuffed animals. So, Sioux County will have the ball. We'll see where they put it. Penalty's declined, so it'll be an incomplete pass. It'll be a 1st-and-15 from the 16-yard line for the Sioux County Warriors. Sign in chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chadron Chiropractic in downtown Chadron. Staying 1st-and-goal, it's a 1st-and-15 from the 16-yard line. So we'll be back to Reese in the shotgun as Jack Hunter behind him. Logan Monroe comes in motion. Reese gets snapped, hands off to Hunter, and that Potter Dix defensive line has been eating that up all afternoon long. So it'll be 2nd-and-17. Second 19 for the Warriors. Private financial expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust and Shattern at 308-430-0760. After a first half that saw, it's worse than what same as it is, 102 points. We haven't seen anything. Back to Reese play action, take in trouble. Reese dumps it off to Jack Hunter, who was able to hold it. Cuts up field, gets hammered from behind by Dawson Monheiser. Got down to the 15-yard line, maybe 14. Yeah, they're going to stay at the 14-yard line. So we gain a 6, we'll make it 3rd and 13 for the Warriors. Baxter reached the one, getting the play call. That'll be Jack Hunter behind the center. So one thing that's going to happen is going to end up back to Reese with the pass opportunity. Hunter gets snapped, which is it back to Reese. Reese throws it right back to Hunter. Hunter off the middle of the field, splits through the eye, and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors. We are tied here in Harrison. 44 apiece, 3:57 to go in the third quarter, and Sioux County has a chance to take the lead on this extra point itself. Remember, a kick is worth 2 points. Just add a point, whether it be a traditional field goal or an extra point. As again lined up to kick, it'll be Baxter Reese. Doing the holding will be Josh Perez. That's done. Long snapper and the regular snapper. Done. Fires it back to Perez. Good snap, good hold. Reese gets it up and gets it through. And the Warriors, for the first time today, are in the lead. 46-44, 3:57 to go in this third quarter. What a game this has been. We had fireworks in that first half, over 100 combined points. Now the Warriors get the first point, strike first in this second half. 46-44 lead. Coming up later tonight, over on our sister station, 610 AM KCSR. Oh man, we got a fun one tonight. Chatter Cardinal Gustin from Sweden. Quinn Bailey, lead rusher in the state of Nebraska. Can he do it again? Does he put on the same show he's put on 3 straight weeks already? Going up against a Gothenburg team that might be hungry for revenge. Hastings Adams Central. Patriots, a good program, but we'll win less when they rolled in the when Gothenburg rolled up the town last weekend. Patriots set them down 10-7. As Baxter Reese will kick it off. He's going deep without it. Goes past the reaching hands of Dylan Faber. It'll be a touchback. It'll be a 1st and 10, 1st and 15. The Coyotes at their own 15-yard line. .357 to go in this third quarter. Quadratic Coyotes will try to respawn. The first time they've been down all game long. They break the huddle. Play clock down to 15 seconds. From my count, yeah, it's already up to 5. Potter Dix, my ass call, timeout. Bounce going down. McConnell gets snapped. Screen pass out to Monheiser. Monheiser just dishes off one guy and a flag on the play right at the line of scrimmage. Trying to see the signal, and it's going to be a hold on Potter Dix. March them back 10 yards, make it 2nd and 25 for the Coyotes. The officials, I say that not being official because the officials had still yet to talk to the Sioux County players that they did accept the penalty. We'll make it a 1st and 25, beg your pardon, from the own 10 yard line. There's a half a distance. So it will be a half a distance penalty. 1st and 22 from the 8-yard line. Up Potter Dick and the shotgun is McConnell behind him. Is Tabor. McConnell gets snapped, throws it back to Tabor. Tabor inside the end zone, gets outside in trouble. He holds it, comes in near side across the 15 with 20, 25, and 27 yard line. Got all the penalty yards back and more. Gets down at the 27, so that'd be a 20-yard carry. So, and be a 2nd and 3 for the Coyotes with 3:30 to go in this third quarter. Fire Nice. Thriving Financial, I beg your pardon. Expert financial advice. Start the game. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ and Shannon at 308-430-0760. Snap goes back to McConnell. Throws it back to Saber. Pressure coming. Linebacker cannot blitz. Throw is to Monheiser, who is wide open. Austin Monheiser trying to just throw Preston Coleman to the sideline, but he made the turf monster. He was trying to do that. Still a big game. So, 33-yard reception for Monheiser, and the Coyotes have 1st and 15 from the Sioux County 21. And Rick goes quick, and the trouble is Dylan Tabor needing to fall to the ground. By Baxter Reese, quarterback on quarterback violence right there. And a push punter dish back. 11 yards. It'll be second and 26. Fire Nice Mechanical. Fire Nice Mechanical, your green pro partner in Shatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a ring unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart, green apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel make for the perfect smoothie. Add it into your protein power through the rest of your day. Dylan Tabor gets the snap, throws it back to McConnell. McConnell looks for Monheiser, near side Monheiser. Out of one guy, Monheiser. Carry through Preston Creeman, but the too late pass by Creeman gets him down at the 20-yard line. A 13-yard reception will make it a 3rd and 13. American Legion, the Postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of area athletes. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And City Salon and Boutique. Book your next chair appointment with City Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. So it'll be a 3rd and 15 for the Coyotes. 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. Connell gets snapped, throws it back to Tabor. Tabor's looking to run all the way. Baxter Reed chasing after him. He gets down to the 12-yard line. Now we'll see where they mark him. 15, 14-yard line. So set up for a 4th and 8 for the Coyotes. Big play upcoming. 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. McConnell will be in the shotgun. Gaslin and Christensen on the near side. McConnell gets snapped, pitches it back. No, Tabor got snapped, pitched it back to McConnell. McConnell comes near side, reverses, flag on the play. McConnell will get into the end zone. So we'll see what the flag is. Dominic Christensen, I beg your pardon, Dylan Tabor, is thinking that it's coming back. And the early indication that it is a hold on the Coyotes, so that'll wipe the points off the board and make it a 4th and 18 for the Coyotes. So it'll be 4th and 18 from the 24-yard line. 81 seconds to go in this third quarter. Crawford Clipper in the Harrison Sun. Just at the Crawford Clipper, Harrison Sun wants you to know that your hometown newspaper is supporting all of Crawford and Sioux County athletes this sports year. So we're going to re-rack big play upcoming. Clock running. 1 minute to go. Wide receivers split out. One each side. Gaslin near side. Leo on the far side. Back to McConnell. Back to Tabor. Tabor runs up. Throws it toward the end zone, and it's caught! Landon Gaslin pulls in the touchdown, and Potter Dukes takes the lead again. Good throw, good catch, and Potter Dukes now back in the lead with under 50 seconds to go in this third quarter. Officials are going to stop play. I don't know what they're looking for right now. But I mean McConnell. The hold. That's up. Good. Kicks up. And that is here. 52-46. Potterdick. Coyotes lead. Sioux County Warriors. So it's just under 50 seconds to go in this third quarter. Chase Thompson hanging out here in Harrison, literally hanging out with them, finally taking my first tee of the game. Well, one of three games today on Shatter at Sports tonight. I would want to tune into this one, Hot Springs and Lakota Tech here on KBCY. Over on KCSR, got Shatter in Gothenburg. Can't forget that on local Fox tonight. Will also be Nebraska
in Illinois. We will not have that game on Shadrath Sports tonight due to coverage of high school football. Jeremy Anderson and I will be providing updates throughout the night. Bill Bowman will be making his debut for the Husker Sports Network tonight as Greg Sharp is recovering due to, from a procedure due to his diagnosis of cancer back in April. Greg Sharp, not only a great broadcaster, but a great dude as well. As the Aztecs will kick it off, it's an onside kick near side. It's rolling towards the sideline, and it does bounce out of bounds. So it'll be a free kick out of bounds, suddenly on Potter Dick. Duke County will get the ball. See where they mark it. 48.8 seconds to go in the quarter. So we'll mark it at the call or at the midfield line. Duke County breaks the huddle down by 6. Officially, we got 10 minutes and 48 seconds to go in this entire game. 3 in the backfield for Duke County. Time goes back to Freeman. Freeman dumps it to Reese, but it's over his outstretched arm, so it ends up really fast. 3 second and 15 for the Warriors. Picked off the clock. Right there. So it'll be 2nd and 15 upcoming. I'll see crowd on hand. People able to get time off from work too. Come and enjoy Friday afternoon high school football. And in motion, that's Hunter. Snap goes to Freeman. He throws it right out to Hunter. Hunter in trouble. Gets wrapped up and Butterdicks all afternoon long has been eating Jack Hunter alive. We are under 40 seconds to go. So, head coach, Barry Swisher, does not have to run a non play if he doesn't want to. He's talking to Baxter Reef. I think he's going to let this go. Looking at the clock, looking at the back judge. And that'll do it for the fourth quarter. 52-46 is the score here after three quarters. Sioux County Warriors, Potter Dick Coyotes lead the Sioux County Warriors. 10 minutes put back on the clock. We'll be back after this timeout. You're putting in high school football here on TBPY.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
52-46, Potter Dix leads Sioux County Warriors after third quarter. Sioux County will have a 3rd and 15 in the home side of the 50. Master Reese gets snap, throws it downfield looking to St. Monroe. I beg your pardon, Logan Monroe. And to make it a 4th and 21 for the Warriors. After a first half that saw more than 100 combined points, we've only seen 20 in this second half. Defense is settling down. Two sides figuring each other out. Got the halftime adjustments made.
Zach Hunter still not able to get anything going. And he'll be the one who gets snapped, trips near side. Steps on the send to back. Gives it back to Hunter. Now Reeve. Reeve's looking downfield. Throws it to the far side. And it will be picked by Dylan Tabor. Gets swallowed up right away by Logan Monroe. And it'll be a turnover by the Warriors. Set up a first and 10. Where are the guy up? Barry Swisher, okay with that. Just heard him say, take a shot. That's what can happen. The ball will be up. Potter Dixon's own 26-yard line. Under center is McConnell. He throws it outside. Damon Heiser, and might be the first time all day. He didn't get anything. Might have lost a yard. Make it to second and 16. Yeah, he got right back to line. Trying to be second and 15. Throw the Coyotes. It's definitely warmed up here in Harrison. Across the 80-degree mark, can feel every bit of it here in this press box. Waterdick's taking their time to get the play call in. I think they're going to end up calling a timeout here in a second. All right, hurry up. McConnell in the shotgun. Monheiser trips right. Tabor behind him. Back goes McConnell, throwing back to Tabor, who throws a deep one over Gasling, and it is out of his reach. A little bit of contact on the play, but the ball is overthrown as the player is down. Or Waterdick's cramping issue. It looks like Monheiser down. Cramping issue, we'll go ahead and take our first time out. This third quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. We'll take a time out for this message from Best Western West Hills Inn. You're doing high school football on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
We're back here from a, well, you can call it steamy, but it's only 82 degrees as Dawson Monheiser is down on the ground getting stretched out. No, it's not Dawson Monheiser. Might even be Tabor. No, I see Tabor. I don't know. He's on the far sideline. We'll get the player who's getting stretched out for you here in a moment. 52-46, 8:51 to go in this one. And getting up, no, that is Cody LeBeau. He's limping off the field. It was definitely cramping based on what they were working on. It is pretty warm here in Harrison, not going to lie about that. The wind has calmed down. Teams are coming back out. Second and 15. No, third and 15. For Potter Dick. See what they do. One of your main wide receivers going through the bench area to probably get some fluid. With Monheiser along with McConnell and the shotgun. Pitch goes back to Tabor. He runs up, throws it down deep, finds a man. That's Landon Gasling, who struts on in into the end zone. Touchdown, Potter Dick. 72-yard touchdown reception for Landon Gasling. And the Coyotes .58-46. And snap down kick is up. It's a high arcing kick. Looks like it's going to miss wide right. It is going to miss wide right.
Dig is no good. 58-46 putter. Nick takes out the lead with 8:40 to go. We'll go ahead and take our second fourth quarter timeout. Here's Kenny Ann, the high school football on KBPY.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Potter Dick Kyle with Sioux County Warriors after the touchdown. Next appointment, no good. Sioux County and get the ball down two scores. They need to get some offense rolling. They've been shut down in this second half by Potter Dick. And Castling will go back to kick. That counter standing way deep. He's kind of expending an onside kick. A huge green is coming with breast marks. It is an onside kick to the far side. Loose ball on the ground. Oh, it's Ovon. Got between the legs by Logan Monroe. Duke County will have 40 yards to go. Make this a one-score game. Sioux County racing on a ball. That's a Potter Dick's 49-yard line. Snap under center is Reed. No, it's Freeman who hands it off to Hunter. He gets 4 yards, five. They're going to take him back. More Sioux County. Second and 10, I beg your pardon. Now watch it tonight. Calling 11-man football, I'll make the mistakes thinking I'm doing 6-man. I've been making some of those same errors all afternoon. Part of the trifecta Friday of football. As Freeman's under center, gets snap, handoff to Hunter. They're just going to commit to the run game. There we go. Hunter up the field. Lifts toward the ground at the 25-yard line. That'll be a first. Is he close? It's right at the marker. They are going to move the chain. So it'll be first and 15 Warriors from the Potter Dick's 24-yard line. First and 15 from the 24-yard line. Clock rolling. 7:35 to go. Snap back. And he's going to run across the last scrimmage for the end zone. Touchdown, Sioux County. They are going to count it. Back to Reese with the touchdown. 26 yards. And the Warriors are back with them one score. All right. Didn't see a clean handoff, but apparently there was. The Potter Dick coaches on the far side are just fine right now. Seem even more mad just sitting behind a car going 10 miles an hour in the limit than what I've seen out of Potter Dick's right now. Extra points for County is a high arcing kick. It is short. No good. 58-52. Potter Dick with the lead. 7:27 to go in this fourth quarter. 6 point difference between the two sides. Go ahead and jump across state of Nebraska in terms of 6-man football coming up this afternoon and evening. Medicine Valley and Angeli Litchfield just kicked off at Medicine Valley. Tonight down in the southeast corner of Nebraska, Pawnee City and Hampton. Red Cloud and Sterling do play, and that's kind of it for today. A lot of teams on a bye week this week in 6-man football. Jump on up over to Class B, 11-man Class B, and Northland Blair will play tonight. Waverly and Alcorn, that'll be in Waverly. Hastings and Lincoln Northwest and Hastings. New York State will head past Lincoln to roll all that fun traffic
and head down to Beatrice. I'm on Scott, Catholic General, since way at Scott. Right now, Northwest Post, number one, Bennington is mounting a kick for Sioux County, and it's picked up by Potter Dick. Well, no, there might have been an illegal procedure. Scott King free play tonight, and over in Scottsville, a big one. Scottsville Bearcats host the Seward Blue Jays, a top five battle. We had some illegal procedure on Sioux County. Little march on back, re-kick. Might have been a break for Sioux County. Re-kick upcoming. I mean, onside, this time on the near side, ball hitting off the turf and diving on top of it is Paul McNangle. So, now Potter Dick saw the ball up by six. 7:27 to go. They're going to put the ball to the 39-yard line. Christian County for Potter Dick. Potter Dick breaks the huddle. Getting us two on the defensive line. So they're going to run three defensive backs. Jack Hunter is the linebacker. Connell gets the snap. Throws it back to Saber. Saber runs far side. Getting chased after Saber. Looking downfield. Looking for RJ Ramsey, who's the center on the play. Goes through his hands, incomplete. Second and 15, upcoming for Skyhawks. Seven 19 to go in this fourth quarter. And Saber will be the one in the shotgun to receive the snap. One wide receiver far side. Potter Dick taking time off the play clock. Snap to the Saber. Pitches over to McConnell. It's a toss sweep right side. Jumps through one tackler. Gets a couple yards on the play. It'll be a third and long upcoming for Potter Dick. Gain of two. We'll make it third and 13. Big play. Late substitution for Sioux County. They're going to get it done in time. Trish White. Now Monizer goes in motion, making one on the far side. Snap goes to McConnell, throws it back to Saber. Saber steps up, runs forward, and he has 18 yards to get. Jumps through one tackle, flips on the ground, keeps his feet going, and gets wrapped up by Jack Hunter. Going to make it a fourth and six. Half a 7-yard carry. And Sioux County gets a fourth down stop. Big play. Could be the play of the game upcoming. Under 6 minutes to go. And the shotgun in his favor. Gets it. Pitches it back to McConnell. McConnell being spied. Throws it toward Gosling. Gosling catches it. Question's going to be, is it a first down or not? Oh, it looks like a first down easily. And that reception is good enough for a Coyote first down needed. Seven, got nine. Okay, first and 15 for Potter Dick. From the 23-yard line. And
ain't this one. Just wait for what we have later on tonight with high school football. Two games still to be played on Chatter at Sports. Now, Keith Avery pitches outside to McConnell. McConnell catches the edge. McConnell down past the 15-yard line, gets popped, going out of bounds. Gets down to the 14-yard line, so they carry him 8. We'll make it. Second, 7 for the Coyotes. Clock now down under 5 minutes. Coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show, we'll recap this game once the weekend. It's been a wild one. The second half, though, been a defensive showcase. The handoff to McConnell. McConnell shifts on one tackle and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Potter Day. Colin McConnell goes 14 yards to the house, and Potter Day lead by 12. Snap is down, kick is blocked. And it'll stay a 12-point game. Reese with the block. Four now, 64-52. Four, 54 to go in this one. Sioux County needs, in basketball, they call it a stop of the bucket. They need touchdown, then a stop, and then another touchdown to possibly tie or take the lead in this game. Potter Dick gives that to kick it away. Sioux County lined up. Jack Hunter back deep. Potter Dick has been onside kicking. They're afraid of Jack Hunter. I would be too. You see that kid who has a lot of power, a lot of speed back deep, and I'd be a little afraid of him too. As getting ready to line it up for the kickoff is Landon Gasly. Hunter will receive. Gasling will just bomb it deep. That will not be returnable. Touchback. That's set up a 1st and 15 from the 15-yard line for the Sioux County Warriors, needing 2 scores in this game. Dave Thompson here with you on the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Jeremy Anderson hanging out back at the studio this afternoon as he gets set to go. Up north, to the Black Hills. As again, the snap is screaming. He hands it off to Reese. Reese rolls through a first down. He's chugging the feet. Gets tackled at the 35-yard line. A 20-yard gain, 26-yard gain, and a 1st and 10 for the Warriors. Oh, and we had Jeremy Anderson getting ready to go up to Oxford. I'd like to welcome Jared Furno to running the board for me the rest of this afternoon. 4:30 to go, 64-52. Aaron Harrison is under center. It's Preston Cream, and he pitches back to Reese. Reese, your best play. It's an option player. Reese gets it, cuts back far side. Back to Reese, looking for Pater. Gets tripped up at the 8-yard line. A 36-yard carry for Baxter Reese, and just like that, the Warriors are within striking distance. We finally get a cloud to come over Harrison. The 1st and goal from the 7. That's where they have marked it. That'll be Creeman. The shotgun gets snapped, hands it off to Hunter. Hunter jump cuts upfield, gets tackled short of the goal line, 5-yard carry. as we're under 4 minutes to go. Sioux County still has all three timeouts. As under center is screaming, he hands it off to Hunter. Hunter gets wrapped up and tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Time's running now. 3:30 to go. Larry Swisher, instead of bringing it over back to Reese, starts yelling out the play call to him. 3.5 to go. 3:20 to go. And this one. Freeman in the shotgun, Hunter to his right, and Baxter Reese in the shotgun, but a timeout first. Timeout taken by Sioux County. They're first. They still got 2 to go in this fourth quarter. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar Zoo Design. Top notch rubber and cleaning hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. A fun afternoon here in Harrison. My first opportunity to get cold six. I only seen 2 other games before. Back in the day, I was just beginning as a broadcaster from Cool Junction at Hampton, then, of course, coming out to the six-man all-star game, where I got to meet the guy who's standing just to my right, John Murphy. Great guy. He's here doing the PA this afternoon, and this afternoon here in Harrison, a fun show between two high-powered teams. Yeah, John's chuckling after I said that, of course, but two high-powered teams going at it here in Harrison. Here we go. 3rd and 5, 3:08 to go in this game. Barry Swisher, burn a timeout. He's down the 2 as Creeman's in the shotgun. Hands it off to Hunter. Hunter jump cuts outside, racing for the pylon. He's in!
Touchdown,
5-yard carry for Jack Hunter. And the Warriors are back in business. 3:04 to go in this West Western. West Hills in, fourth quarter. Duke County will go ahead and kick the extra point. That'll be Perez to hold. And Reese Baxter to kick. Oh, it's thrown back to him. He throws it toward the end zone for Hunter. It sits up in the air and it's incomplete. 2-point conversion, no good. 3-0-1, 6-1 game. We are in Harrison. Hunter Dix, you're going to assume probably just needs 2 first downs, low 15, 80-yard field. Probably needs 3 or 4 first downs, so it's going to be close if they can kill the game just on this possession alone. We need something good to go for them. And with how close this game has been this afternoon, I think it's the scoring. I think Hunter Dix has a good chance to score. Two teams getting geared up, starting on their respective sidelines. They fix the huddles and we'll get ready to kick this ball back off. We'll see if Sioux County decides the onside kick. It'll be back to Reese, the one who gets the honor. Baxter Reese will do the kicking honors. 3:01 to go. Ball falls off the tee. The wind did pick up right before off the tee. Our next lining up expecting an onside kick. 3 on the far side, 2 on the near side. The onside kick does come near side. It bounces up in the air. It's picked up by Potter Dix. And Pagani stops on no gain on the return, but Hunter Dix with the ball. There you go. With the onside recovery. It'll be 1st and 15 Kaya from their own 38-yard line. They're under 3 minutes to go. In this best winner, West Hills in fourth quarter. A
Waterdicks breaks the huddle with our side about to come over this field. They're on the north side of Harrison along Highway 20. And shotgun is McConnell. He throws it back to Tabor. It's a dead test possibly. Jack Hunter comes and tries to tackle. He's plus 30, comes back up the middle. Tabor bounces through Baxter Reese and falls to the ground at the 22-yard line. 21-yard line, so it'll be under next first down. Under 3 minutes to go, and the heaviest thought we've seen all day finally rolls off the field. Light, scattered cloudiness to our west on this feasting Friday. What are we feasting on football today? Wake up, think football, go to bed, think football. Busy day. As Saber gets snapped, he pitches over to McConnell. McConnell juggles the reception. Runs into, it looks like Baxter Reese, and Baxter Reese puts the hammer down. And I think Barry Swish is going to call timeout. He will. Second and 16, 17, 2:10 to go. Barry Swish is just trying to save as much time as he can. We'll keep it here. You're on 107.7 KBPY FM and ShadRad.com. Duke County down to one timeout left. Needing a stop. 64-58. After the scoring explosion, the fireworks, whatever you want to call them, the first half, teams, two defenses have stepped up, and boy, have they stepped up in a major way. Potterdick breaks the huddle. Sioux County comes out of the timeout. Second and 17. That'll be McConnell to get the snap here in a moment. Yes, Austin Monheiser to his right. Still discussing things. Potterdick has been taking their time on the snap all afternoon. Saber behind. The count comes up. McConnell gets snapped, throws out Sabers, dead toss sweep. Coming through one tackler. This is the far sideline. Goes back inside to keep the clock running. Max Reese trying to tackle him. He keeps the feet moving. He goes to the ground, and Barry Swisher will call it final timeout. That'll be a third and 16 upcoming for the Coyotes. Clock at 1:57. Still 6 points, 64-58 game. Third and 16 with a minute 57 to go in this game. Potterdick gets the first down. They might be able to kill this game off. Barry Swisher out of timeout. Coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show. I'll recap this game. Talk about what we have going on later today. Busy day of high school football on what my colleague Jet Rasmussen called this morning on Flop Shop a feasting Friday. Boy, I'm hungry right now, but I think I'm hungry for more football later on tonight. It'll be McConnell and shotgun, Monheiser, Christensen. His left, that goes back to McConnell. He gets back to Tabor. Tabor looks like he's going to try to throw. He cuts far side, flip through one tackle. On the far side, might get tackled, but an inbound. It'll be a 4th and 14. I believe it's another timeout taken by Sioux County. I didn't think Sioux County had any timeout. Okay, well, Barry Swish is going to get a gift and get an extra timeout. Minute 46 to go. So, well, we'll see what happens. If you think about some of the historical moments in college football, the fifth down, the extra timeout, we're going to see a repeat of that today.
teams break the huddles. 4th and 14 upcoming for the Coyotes. First down ends the game. Ball at the 20-yard line. Sioux County making some late, so they get them in.